try and find Miss Price. You don't know how hard it is to, oh, well, you probably do, to go and revert to Betty Price. So Paul said, yeah, great idea. And he said, oh, I'll Google and see if I can find her. And I mentioned it in an email. I think Damien was involved in it. And Damien came back to me and he said, I think that Narelle Brownjohn wrote a letter to her about 16 years ago. So I emailed Narelle. Didn't I, Narelle, wherever you are? There she is. And sure enough, she had. She'd had a letter from Miss Price. So, and she said to me, I think she might have been at Goulburn High School. So between Narelle and I, we agreed that Narelle would ring Goulburn High School and see if she could find out or find anyone that knew her. In the meantime, I'd emailed Broken Hill High School in the hope that someone there might have, but I believe they're only getting electricity in Broken Hill next week. So I got no reply at all. So, sure enough, Narelle actually managed to locate someone who actually knew her. And so we agreed, well, it wasn't an agreement, I was told by Narelle that I had to write the letter. So I wrote a letter. And believe me, it's not an easy thing to write a letter to your former English teacher. So I drafted it and reread it and reread it and tied it up. And we posted the letter to the our contact at Goulburn High School. And inside the letter, well, I wrote a letter to Miss Price and put another letter to the contact, asked her if she wouldn't mind passing it on. So she did. And a couple of weeks later, I got a delightful letter back saying, yes, you would love to be part of this. And it was really nice.
Ron, was your original corrected with Betty?
I shall leave that to Betty later. So, it was with some trepidation that I wrote that letter. But she wrote back and she said, thank you very much. I received a delightful letter from her which said that she did in fact remember as well, because I put it to her that she might not remember her or remember me personally. And I put it in the names of many of you, Cole and Narelle and Carol and those of us who've been in her class, just to prompt her memory. Evan, your name was in it. And she came back and she said, of course I remember you. I remember you a lot. And she said that she would be honoured to accept, and she gave me her telephone number, so I rang her, and so here she is, so would you please join me in welcoming her. Now, just before, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what she's doing, and I'm going to ask her a couple of questions, which she's terrified of. She knows they're coming. But I just want to say a few things about our former teachers, because I think this is really important. We were really fortunate to have some very good teachers. And tonight Betty represents those teachers who either can't be with us or who are no longer with us. My colleagues have already got them.
You have to explain that.
Well, most of you know what I'm talking about. So they can't be here tonight anyway. But these teachers took their responsibilities very seriously and were truly professional in their duties. And some of those that I recall, and they come to mind, people like Ray Dart, yep. Mr. Fernie, Mrs. Williams,
yep.
Miss Mitchell, Mrs. Tonkin,
yep.
Derek Long,
yep.
Nigel Hastings, Jack Patton. And who could forget Edward Morganti? I'm sure Betty hasn't, and now I am in big trouble. But our teachers did leave us with the benefits that have stayed with us throughout our careers and our lives.
Yes. Excuse me,
what about the village? You and I, we know this secret, don't we, Paul? We promised we wouldn't say anything.
No, you're wrong.
No. So they left. These teachers left us with benefits that have stayed with us all our lives. And while we might not have appreciated it at the time, and we thought they were a mob of mongrels, we didn't appreciate it. But I think we all know now that their dedication to our education just meant that many of us were able, well, pretty much all of us, were able to enjoy successful careers. And we've left school with the ability to spell. We can put a sentence together, we can read, and I've found that most employers that I've worked for have appreciated the fact that I can use the English language with reasonable ability, as I'm sure the rest of us can. We can also add up, we can count change, we can still use our times table, and we've got a good general knowledge of what's going on in the world. And they're all skills that came directly from the work that those teachers put into our education. So I think that's pretty special, and I know that I really appreciate the grounding that these people gave us. And for all of this, and I know for all of you here, we think we really do thank Betty and her colleagues, because they really did set us up a lot. Now, it's coming. Speaking with Betty after she responded to my letter, I found out something that I didn't know. She's got a great sense of humour, which you will find out. She's very quick-witted. At one point I asked her to send me a short resume of what she'd done since we last saw her. A couple of weeks later I rang her and asked her where her homework was. Her immediate response was that the dog had eaten. Which I suspect was one of the hundreds of excuses she'd heard throughout her career. She promised that she'd make sure that it was submitted for marking as soon as possible. Well, her homework did arrive, and I deducted half a mark for unnecessary modesty. Now, so here's a short summary of what happens to a teacher after us lot finish with her. She requested a transfer from Katoomba to a remote country high school so that she could be eligible for promotion in a shorter time, quite a reasonable thing to do. And she won a posting to Broken Hill High School, where she found another Katoomba High School teacher who'd also applied for a remote posting. Now, of course, the rumours abounded about a romantic connection, and they're all untrue, I can assure you. And under these circumstances, it'd be totally inappropriate of me to name the teacher, so I'll just tell you that his initials were Edward Morgan.
That's cruel.
I hate to add that there was no romantic connection. After Broken Hill, she transferred to Golden High School, where she remained for the rest of her teaching career. Now, Betty describes herself as a dedicated classroom teacher who enjoys teaching much more than administration. Teaching for Betty was a pleasure and a privilege. She loves working with young minds, and teaching was what she always wanted to do. She never regretted her decision to pursue a teaching career. Now, she doesn't just enjoy teaching, but she loves learning as well. She's continued to study, both throughout her teaching career and afterwards. She studied through the University of New England, finishing up with a master's degree in Italian literature. No mean feat.
We're embarrassing you.
Yes, you are.
Betty loves music and has sung with various choirs and musical societies, although, like all of us, age has taken its toll and her singing voice is not what it used to be. To compensate, to keep involved with her love of music, she's taken up studying the church organ, which she finds fascinating. She loves travelling, both throughout Australia and overseas. She has a particular fondness for Nepal, which she's visited many times. She's done a lot of trekking in Nepal, and in 2007, she trekked the Mount Everest base camp. Now, ever think about that. That was 5 years ago, when she was only a couple of years older than what we are now. With the possible exception of Carol, where are you, Carol? I don't think there's anybody in this room that could do that. I suspect that was a challenge. Oh, yeah. Marbles can do anything.
Marbles.
Yes, she stole my marbles off me. So I suspect the rest of us would be incapable of a challenge like that, and I think it's quite admirable. Now, I'm going to ask Betty to say a few words in a minute, but firstly, I'm just going to ask her a couple of questions. Here it comes.
Okay.
Now, when I first contacted you, I suggested to you that you might not remember much about us, but you told me that you thought we were a rather unique bunch. And yet you remembered us quite well. I want to know what made us memorable, and were we that bad? Come on.
No, you weren't that bad at all. You were such nice people. I mean, good students, bright and alert, but you had really nice personalities. And I've taught, it's very hard if you're a teacher not to get fond of your kids. I mean, you like even the weirdest ones. No reference to you. I mean, I've taught some Lulus, and anybody else here who's a teacher could say the same, but you get fond of them. But with you people, there was just something about you that I've used as the hallmark ever since. I could say, this is a nice class. Is it as nice as the kids at Katoomba? And mostly it wasn't quite. I've had, I think, maybe three other classes I could say, yes, they were as good. So over 36 and a half years of teaching, you were right at the top of my list.
All right. Did you pay you to say that?
My second question, which is just a very close question, was Katoomba your first school?
No, I taught for 12 months down at Maruya, which was a tiny little place in those days. We had 300 students ranging from 5-year-olds up to leaving certificate it was then, 16, 17. And it was very tiny and very isolated. And so I left there at the end of the first 12 months looking for civilisation. And Katoomba was one of the places I picked and I was glad to get it.
Okay, here it comes. In the Shakespearean play, Act 3, Scene 5, there's a speech from the Duke of Bourbon which suggests the Normans had never had the benefit of married parents. Now, I recall one day you selected a few class members to stand in front of the class and read from this play. If I remember correctly, Laurie Little had been a little disruptive. So you selected him to read the part of the Duke of Bourbon. Now, Laurie had no idea what was coming. And it was interesting to see his face display every colour of the rainbow as his turn approached. Now, what I'd like to know, was this a teacher's technique for firing a warning shot across the bows of other potential troublemakers? Because I know it worked on me. Does anybody know what the lines were? I shall read it to you. Normans, nothing more than bastard Normans. Norman bastards. So you can imagine how Laurie felt. Now you tell us.
Well, until you mentioned it, I'd forgotten I ever did that. But yes. Teachers sometimes like a little bit of payback.
See, that wasn't so bad. I'm going to just ask Betty if you'd like to say a few more words now before I finish, and then there's a couple of things I need to do from Wendy just to... So, away you go. Come on.
I would like to say thank you. Thanks very much, all of you, for remembering. I was so thrilled when I got Ron's letter to think, you know, they still remember me after all this time. I certainly did remember you, not all the names at first, and as you know, tonight I've been able to say, I know the face or I recall the name, but putting them together wasn't always easy, because I remember you as you were at 13, 15, 17. I can still see you the way you were then. And I think I'll always have those memories. Again, as any teacher, I remember so many of my students and they were all so lovely. And you've talked tonight about what teachers give you. Believe me, we get it back. We get so much from our students. It's a most rewarding job that way because we're all the time working with people and you're young and you've got your lives ahead of you and we watch you go out and become what you become and that's just a lovely feeling. And just thank you very much, everybody. It was lovely of you to ask me. I'm so pleased to be here.
Yeah, just as we finish, I just need to let you know that Betty's told me that she hopes to speak with as many of you as possible while you're here. So please feel free to come and put me out of the seat here and sit here and talk to her. She's got plenty of time. The train doesn't leave till 9 o'clock in the morning. So have a great time.
Now, Wendy, I've got